The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Broadcasting to you live from Westport Town Hall this morning, thanks to Destination Westport. We're going to be showcasing some of the finest attractions that are on offer here in the Northwest throughout our programme. But like so many parts of the country, the region has also been impacted by the housing crisis. Many people are now returning to this county due to the emergence of the reality of working from home, but that in turn puts pressure on the existing supply. Our reporter Josh Crosby has been meeting with locals to hear how much demand there is for housing, and he's with me here in the town hall in Westport. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, what have you found here? What's different about here that's compared to the rest of the country?
Okay, yeah, so there are a number of factors at play in the region. So generationally or historically, there's been an exodus from the west of people immigrating, and even if it was not abroad on a plane, it was to work in the larger cities here in Ireland. So since COVID, though, the rise of working from home, this has shifted. Couples who once lived in Dublin or Galway, Limerick, Cork, they realised they could return home, and also many Dubs are indeed admirers of the Wild Atlantic Way from abroad, who also wanted to work from home, wanted to do so in a beautiful part of the world. Mm. So what you have is a combination of a lack of housing supply mixed with a demand for what is already here, and then much of what is here is being snapped up for short-term lettings, such as your Airbnbs, due to the popularity of the area. Just to give us an up-to-date look on the housing market here in the area, I met with auctioneer and estate agent Teresa Walsh, who says the phone is ringing every day with people inquiring about a property.
Pre-COVID, the demand had gone up considerably, and once COVID hit, there's no end to it. People that are living in Dublin found that they could work from home, and they didn't want to be living in 44 square metres with no garden, two children in the house all day long, so they all basically came back home to their original home place, and as a result, that put extra demand on local properties. A lot of them decided better quality of life in the country, and they decided to stay. Some are renting, some are buying, and then you have all the external factors coming in. You have Americans, a big influx of Americans at the moment looking to relocate to Ireland.
It's great for families who are able to return to their home, but why do you think Mayo and Westport area, why has it become so attractive?
I think it's any country areas, really, to be honest. You have a better quality of life. Wages aren't as high as the city, but at the same time, people have more free time. You're not spending 3 hours in the car commuting morning and evening.
So that's the demand. What's the level of supply like then?
The level of supply is limited. Today I could have four properties that might come available for rent, and by 6 p.m. this evening I can't even advertise the property in some cases, because the landlord may have the existing tenants are moving on and friends of theirs approach the landlord and say, can I have it?
And I can only imagine, since this spike, since COVID, since the working from home became more popular, asking prices have shot up as well?
Well, the prices have shot up. Obviously, prices go up when demand exceeds supply. As well as that, the rent pressure zones have had a terrible effect, in my opinion, on rental prices. Rent pressure zones are driving up rents because landlords are fearful that they'll never get the current market rent again.
That's Westport estate agent and auctioneer Teresa Walsh. Now, it's a great town for hospitality.
Sure
loads
is,
of restaurants, loads of places to eat, drink and to stay. Of course, that means you've got to have staff.
Yes.
So people are bringing in staff for the hospitality industry here. So where do they live?
Yeah, so this can be tricky. As you said, there's no shortage of tourist attractions here, from the nearby beauty of the beaches, adventure centres, the national park down the road. And of course, let's not forget, as you mentioned, the abundance of wining and dining offerings here in the town. So all of these need to be staffed, and obviously they will need to be accommodated too. So only next spring, a new hotel is opening in Westport Estate. Coming with the development in the estate is the Grace Hotel. There'll be over 120 rooms, and with this comes staff. It's expected the owners, the Hughes family, will be creating around 170 jobs in the estate. I met with Cathal Hughes, who's the chair of the Port West group of companies, at their head office here in Westport, where they have 200 staff. He says it's vital for the local economy that more housing is built. But I started off by asking him first, though, what business has been like for Westport over the past few months.
This year was an exceptionally good summer, so I think everybody would have been happy enough with the numbers that came through Westport.
And Cathal, we hear of the challenges facing business owners day in, day out, but you're opening up a new hotel, bringing new life into the Westport estate.
That's right. We bought the Westport estate and we're now building a hotel called The Grace. The biggest problem we have is getting accommodation for staff that we're bringing in from outside Westport. And this is not just a problem for us. Finding accommodation accommodation for people is a big problem. And unless we can find the accommodation, they won't come. We have been lucky in that we had four houses on the Westport estate that we have renovated. So they're all available for our staff, and we have rented a few other houses as well. So from that point of view, we're able to bring people in. But it is a major problem, and it's got to be looked at urgently. It's not a sustainable model going forward. Housing is a national emergency, but it hasn't been declared a national emergency yet by our government. And young people are finding it impossible to get planning.
So how many jobs will be created here now at the hotel? Because I imagine you have to look further afield than Mayo for your staff.
That's right. I mean, there's so many staff you'll find in the local area. But we will be bringing in about 40 or 50 people with skills that we will need in the hotel, as indeed we're bringing people in with skills that we need in the Westport estate. And we are put to the pin of our collar trying to find accommodation for these people.
Why do you think there is such demand for housing here? Is it the new working from home model? Is it people returning from the cities? Is it down to supply?
The population of Westport is expanding. We were a population of maybe 4,000 people 15 years ago. We're now pretty much 7,000 people. So, you know, there is a great requirement. But I think that the County Council need to step up in terms of the amount of housing that they're building. We're putting in a huge investment. The pain is up front, but hopefully the gain will be in the long run.
And that's the chair of the Port West Group of Companies, Cathal Hughes, who will be opening the Grace Hotel on the Westport Estate next March. Now, the residents themselves here in Westport, Josh, why have they moved here, those who've come from outside, and how challenging have they found it to get on the housing ladder?
Yeah, so even just walking the streets here, Pat, you can hear so many different accents. And look, yes, plenty are tourists. I met visitors from the US, from Chicago and the UK, and any of them I did meet, they said they'd love to live here, and they said maybe someday they will. But there are also many business owners who've come from outside Westport and now have put down their own roots here. Depending on when you moved here, the difficulty of finding accommodation has changed. I met with people at different stages of trying to find a place to call their home, and like you'll hear themselves say how it's changed over the past few years. First up, we'll hear from Danny Coughlin, who grew up in Westport all his life. Danny represented Ireland in boxing for years, and he says he's had to purchase a home in another village due to the demand for property here.
We tried to buy in Westport, but we're completely outpriced.
Why do you think that is? Are people moving here from outside? Are the people moving back from the cities? Or is it just down to the supply? Or?
Westport ended up getting all these awards, best place to live in Ireland. And it is probably the best place to live in Ireland, to be fair. I'm not going to disagree with that, but like everything, like we're doubling prices now. Like.
And that's because there's so many people flocking here from the cities, I imagine.
Yeah, it's such a massive tourist town. Like people come to Westport, they fall in love with it, they want to buy a property.
What are your options?
Well, we couldn't get anywhere to rent. We've another baby on the way, and we were kind of out on our feet. We didn't know what to do. Couldn't buy in the town. So we've left Westport now. We bought a house in Ballyvary. It's about 25 minutes drive away.
Actually, I was living in New York, and I'm from Laois, but I wanted to come back to Ireland, and I always wanted to come to Mayo.
Why? What is it about the area that drew you here?
Just the natural beauty, the coastline, you know, the west of Ireland, slow life.
And you said you moved here 6 years ago. Was it difficult to find a place?
No, it's a completely different housing situation. There was lots and lots of houses available. And I started looking online when I was in the States, and I had kind of narrowed it down to a couple of houses. Yeah, I was very lucky that I got one of those houses, yeah.
So you're happy out to be living in the Northwest?
Yeah, it's really great quality of life.
So my name's Jason Larkin, and I'm an assistant pastor here in Calvary Church in Westport.
And Jason, you only moved here last year, you were saying?
Yeah, it was about September, yeah.
And what has it been like since you came here, in general, moving to Westport?
The weather's a little bit different, especially in the winter, but the summer was lovely. So moving here was challenging. Moving anywhere is challenging, right? But Westport, I mean, is a lovely place. But getting accommodation was quite hard. We had to look for a long time, and then we could only get was temporary accommodation, but we did find somewhere else.
Mayo is home for now.
Mayo is definitely home for now, yeah. I wouldn't move back to Dublin. I don't mean to say anything bad about Dublin. I love Dublin through and through, but I love Mayo, yeah. It's a beautiful place.
A beautiful place. I can understand. There are a couple of things that I learned yesterday about Westport. For instance, you know, how cooperative everybody is. Destination Westport is a group of competitors, you know, hoteliers who are all competing with each other for business, but they get together to market the town. Another thing I learned last night is that the current Protestant church is being renovated. Where are they having their services? In the Catholic Church. And that happened in reverse before. When the Catholic Church was being renovated, the masses were in the Protestant church. And that tells you an awful lot, I think, about the town. So we were hearing some of the people who've moved in and tried to get accommodation or moved back and tried to get accommodation. What about the younger generation, Josh? Did you talk to any students?
I did, Pat. So look, I don't think anyone is going to disagree that housing demand is across the board, but it's increasingly noticeable in rural areas since the pandemic, working from home, small landlords getting out of the market, delays on planning. There are multiple factors leading to the increased demand. But I spoke at the start about workers having to leave the West in times gone by. Well, for students now, many of them are commuting due to accommodation costs and supply. Staying in Mayo, only down the road in Castlebar, it's only a 20-minute drive, we now have the Atlantic Technological University's Mayo campus, formerly part of GMIT. However, there's no purpose-built student accommodation there. So this is putting added pressure on existing supply in the county. I met with the Vice President of the ATU Students' Union for Galway and Mayo, Christina McGuinness, on the campus. And Christina says there are many benefits to the location, but there needs to be serious action on accommodation.
We're a very small campus, which is lovely. I know people coming out of secondary school, we did our induction last week, and they were going, oh, you're saying it's small, but it seems massive. Compared to the likes of, you know, 8,000 students, you know, 400 sitting in the one room with you getting a lecture, we have small group numbers, max kind of 30, 40, at most 50 with our general nursing. But everybody knows each other. It also opens up, you know, the gates, I suppose, for students to directly contact a lecturer, say this is what's going on, and not having to wait 3-4 weeks for a response back.
So completely different in a way. Like, it's much more personal and it becomes a real more community feel.
It does. It is very person-centred, and I think both staff and students' union on the Mayo campus, we do pride ourselves on that fact, that you're not a number when you come through the door, you're a person, and you will build relationships with the staff and the lecturers, which is lovely.
Then, like anywhere, there are also challenges when it comes to accommodation and housing.
It's like a trigger word at this stage. Luckily, now this year, we got a little bit of funding from the university, and we did a postal drop in collaboration with OnPost, and we were advertising the €14,000 tax-free rental room scheme. So it was kind of, oh, well, I have a spare room there. You know, they don't need much. They literally need a bed and somewhere to lie their head. Why don't I try this? So it did open doors. So there is that little bit of positivity, but it is an absolute challenge, especially for commuting students, international students who need the 7-day accommodation.
So what's the leading students having to do now? They're commuting from neighbouring counties?
Yeah, we've people coming from Galway, from Clare, from Limerick, and that's 4 days a week up and down.
So purpose-built student accommodation will be the priority for yourselves?
That's a massive priority. It's something we're having serious talks about and have been for the last couple of years in particular. We're hopefully optimistic. We're putting in the groundwork, so hopefully we'll have something now in the next couple of years.
And that's Christina McGuinness from the Atlantic Technological University Students' Union.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.